Mofos, Mofets, what it do?
What's up?
We back. Two Blunt Podcast.
It's the Two Blunt Podcast. We whispering it this time.
Oh, we whispering?
That's what whispering is. Whole episode whispers.
How we get Alicia to sing it for us?
How do we get Alicia?
Two Blunt Podcast.
Two Blunt Podcast.
Here we go. We went viral on them, they looking. It's a sunny service in Brooklyn. It's a city that come with the lights. I'm with the drillers that come with the night. They do 4 years of college, but they'll do 25 of life. We make money every night. Wow. Never too big of a price. After I buy the Chicago Mofos, Mofets. I don't know if y'all know what's going on, but we gonna
chop it about this verse. Goose in a new blue Yankee. This is jam so focused. Throwing a mask, no COVID. I'm gonna turn your life to a meme. A man. Let no Justin LaBoy post it. You got an album, postpone it. I dropped two and they both going. I got a feeling they in the feelings. They filming a show but won't show it.
Won't show it.
Why would they film it?
Why would they show it though? You know?
I go back to college, do an album and then drop out again.
Took me a minute to get here. Right? My vision is crystal clear.
Shit, man. Sounds crazy. Like,
what's going on, everybody? It's the Two Blunt Podcast. It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis, you already know.
What's
we out here. Not much, man. Just I'm looking at these lyrics right now.
Listening to music. I mean,
you got to
give him his credit though. Like,
what credit for what?
Because it's a dope ass verse.
Oh man, we're like, gonna go for because it's a dope ass. We're gonna give him credit. He's been doing it for like 10 years. Oh, they're all good.
Besides the cornball like shots in there,
he talked about killing Pete Davidson. Okay,
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and how was that a dope?
Every verse has trash lines.
I know.
Every verse has throwaway lines. You wrote a verse before.
But not so about some guy that's dating my ex.
We're gonna get into that part. But I'm just saying, like, overall, the verse, it's a nice verse.
It should be. He's a professional. He gets paid professional money to do this. I don't expect anything bad from the man.
But you can't. I mean, you got to give credit when credit.
I'm giving
due.
Him the credit.
He done made some bullshit. Well,
I think if he had Alicia Keys and whoever 5-0 the foreign is, you know what I'm saying? Whoever that man is.
Oh shit! His name is Fabio Foreign, and
oh, it's no thee there.
Be careful.
There is no
he's
thee.
A killer.
He's a killer.
He's a killer.
He gotta find me first, and then he has to have the
New
time.
York, so
but he
yeah,
has to have the time.
He ain't gonna,
he ain't got time. He got Tim's on. He got a lot of walking to do if he's gonna come over here.
Yeah.
He gonna need the Tim's.
He got the PJ. You know what I'm saying?
He gonna need something.
Him and Ye.
Still though.
Ye gonna take out Pete Davidson, Fabio gonna take you
he's
out.
Gonna take, that's fine, I guess.
That's the new beef.
One's gonna get an amateur comedian, one's gonna get a professional comedian. Guess that'll work. That'll work. Come and get some. We still talking shit.
So it's rap versus comedy.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm gonna for some reason.
That's what we doing. Huh?
I guess I don't hey
I don't know. I mean, hey, that's a theme though, because I don't know if you've seen it, but so Kanye going at fucking Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Fabio gonna come at you. For you, you know, he gonna come stomp you out.
He better not stomp me. That nigga probably Tims. Like 5'3"
and then,
get some Tims.
T.I. and Godfrey. I don't know if you saw that.
What? What? Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, comedians
so,
and phrase.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. But that makes sense.
T.I. does comp. He's been doing stand-up.
No.
He's been doing
he
like.
He can go back to rap where he's.
He's been doing stand-up.
No.
So he's been
not
doing
funny.
Stand-up. And I apparently, Godfrey had a show.
Mm-hmm.
And Godfrey was the headliner, so he did his show, and then at the end, they let T.I. come on. It was in Atlanta or something, so T.I. came on and did a set after, and they was talking about it on a podcast, and Godfrey was like, nah, I didn't watch it, and he was like, you know, it was weird because, like, I was the headliner. It was weird for him to do it, but it was T.I. in Atlanta, so I was like, whatever, but nah, I didn't go watch him, and the way he said it, was real asshole-ish.
Yeah, I'm not going to go watch an amateur comedian.
It was like, first of all, he shouldn't have been up after me.
At all.
And then, nah, I just killed my shit. Why would I go? And so there's a whole nother shit on that. Like, yeah. So comedy versus rap, 2022. That's the shit, right? So
can I make a trade, though? I need to trade Pete Davidson out. Can Kanye West?
Why? You don't like Pete?
I don't think.
Or Skeet? Is that what Kanye called him?
I don't know. I guess. Okay, so I've never given his comedy a chance. It's his face. Yeah. I can't look at him.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I can't look at him.
There's some people that just have punchable faces.
Like, and then his tone of his voice and probably his cadence.
I've
listened to like a little bit of his stand-up. Just didn't like it, you know?
I've never watched stand-up. I've seen him on like a few SNL skits.
I mean, he's funny enough to be on SNL, you know, but also he's white. So, I don't know. There's no gauge. The sky's the limit.
Just do whatever.
Do what you want. You said
fuck Kim Kardashian. Kanye West gonna be a little mad. He's not a real thug. He wears backpacks and stuff.
Oh, shit.
I guess he didn't watch that Drink Champs thing. He didn't know that Kanye West actually probably had to shoot somebody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You think Kanye would shoot somebody?
I think he would shoot at somebody. I think he's like, I mean, if there's a percentage of black guys shooting at
people.
Do
you think Kanye shot a gun?
Yeah.
I don't think he shot a gun.
Okay, so if I get anywhere to a 10th percent of how much money he has, I'm going to buy a gun and shoot it. Have you not shot a gun?
I just don't know if he, you know what I'm saying? I guess if you got
fun.
He got all that free time in Wyoming. He probably didn't.
Yeah, and then not to mention, you're right, lives in Wyoming. He's shooting guns.
Yeah, he probably has.
You believe in God, country, guns.
That's it?
Yes, but that's what that mindset is.
What's that, the American?
That's the American dream. Not a house or anything. American just one fucking imaginary friend. Oh, shit. And then you get to dream with that imaginary friend.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. What you smoking off, fool?
I have no idea, but I'm smoking a skinny blunt. I don't know.
Back on the blunt, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
The skinny blunt, see?
Sometimes I go back.
Again, you're on that bullshit.
The point papers are everywhere.
I know, but
I wouldn't take it back. Yeah. I feel like the new setup made me feel like I was back at the other house, and so I was like skinny
Keaton
blunt.
Keaton rearranged the studio.
Mm-hmm. Had to.
This is the studio. Is it what we're calling it?
This is the studio. I call it the office, though.
Do you call it the office?
I call it the office.
Oh, okay, we can call it the office.
It's not bad, right?
We can be at the office.
We're at the office. You know? You've been calling things for studios things for a long time. Things like...
Smoking blunts at the office?
At the office. Yeah, we're just at the office. Two blunt podcasts.
Hell yeah.
Recorded in the office.
At the office.
At the office.
I got this grape stomper.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I say I want a sativa. And then they tell me what they got, and then I just grab a different one every time, usually.
You asked for their advice. You say, what do you think you should do? And then you go, I'm not doing none of that shit. Just whack. Here, pass me. Give me the thing that I want, because you're a bud tender?
Yes, I have. I mean, but nah, because I don't ask for no stupid shit. I tell them what I want. Like, when I walk in there, and they go, what you looking for? I'm looking for a motherfucking sativa.
Yeah.
I don't want indica anything because I don't want that right now.
Where are you shopping at?
Everywhere. I mean, a little bit everywhere.
Oh, you don't have
usually
like
lately I've been at Lightshade.
Right.
That's the spot.
They got like $60 ounces sometimes.
Oh, I don't. You know, I just be fucking with the little eighth specials.
You just get the eighths?
Yeah.
I smoke an ounce a week with my girl. So. Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I can dig it. Nah, yeah. I don't like to do that no more. I don't like to get a bunch of the same shit.
Yeah.
I just get a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying?
The place, Emerald Fields over there?
I fucks with them.
They got little deals like 120.
The homie Stefan works there. Shout out to the homie Stefan.
Shout out. He does podcasts. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing now.
They're still podcasting, I think they're back. I have to hit them up.
The Hyper Analytical podcast. It's that word, yeah. And since that word is big, that's the only one I remember.
Yeah, yeah. He's we got to do a cross collab.
Yeah, he talks about comic books and movies. I think yeah, you're gonna be out. At least I got the movie portion, and then cross it over with two blunt movies. Where Naka learns that most of these Marvel movies are 2 hours long, and he's asleep already.
Yeah, you know, I can't do it, man. I tried to watch, what's the last movie I tried to watch? I don't know. Shit, I barely make it through fucking TV episodes. Let that motherfucker be 40 minutes.
Really?
I miss 15 of it.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. My attention span been fucked up. Like, I be having too much to do.
Yeah.
I just look around and see something else I got to do and just get up and start doing it.
Yeah, you're like active now.
I'll go take something to the trash, and as I go to the trash, I'll see, that glass dirty. There's a glass clean. Let me clean that real quick. Then I'll put that down and I go, oh, look at this. Well, let me grab this real quick and move this where it needs to go.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And then I get back and I look and I'm like, damn.
This is like, this is out of football season syndrome. Is what I call this.
It might be.
Niggas don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with my eyes anymore.
Man. What's on TV? Is it football?
They ain't shit to pay attention to.
Because, yeah, out of season football syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what you have. You got to. There's a shot for it.
There's a shot for that?
There's a shot for it. They made it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci created it.
That was quick.
Yeah. It came out when COVID came out.
It came out quick, though, you know.
Came out a little quick. I don't know. You don't like the quickness?
You know.
I feel like science is advanced enough where something could come out
fast. You
know,
you would think, like, technology, like...
The cars are electric now. They hold your car is a phone now. You can plug it into the house.
Vaccines took a long time when letters took a long time to
You know what I'm saying? Your letter ain't gonna get there in 2 weeks. Your vaccine ain't coming in 2 years. That's what we got. Now you can
send a message. I can email you in split seconds.
See your vaccine here. Look, we did it. We did it. Vaccine.
Okay, you dig it. I dig it. I get it. No, I'm just saying. We'll leave that.
I'm not afraid of crazy ass ideas. You know.
I ain't no scientist or
no. I just know some. I know a couple scientists.
I ain't no.
They got their degrees in science.
What do I know though? Oh, we members of the media now, huh?
Yeah, we're.
So we just truth now, right? Ain't that what?
Let's hope. Let's hope not everything we say.
Where does that put us? Like,
are we talking about facts or truths? Those are two different words for sure. So we're truths.
No, I don't want to be a part of the media.
What do you want? Cut everything off now. Yeah. upload this episode.
What if we?
What do you want to do?
Yeah. No. Is it? No, because we opinionated.
Yeah, we can do that. It's free speech in this country. So,
is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive about it.
Some people, they don't know.
You can say whatever you want.
You see that bullshit?
Which one?
That these niggas up in Canada? What? Man, it sucks because I like Canadians.
Yes.
I got much love for Canada.
Yeah.
Been trying to move there since I was like 10.
Mm-hmm. I love their shows.
Been wanting to live in Canada for a long time.
Letter Kenny.
These niggas, so did you see the truck shit?
Yeah, they stopped their bank account.
So did you see what these motherfuckers are saying? These niggas in Canada are complaining about their First Amendment rights.
I know.
But they from Canada.
I know.
They don't have First Amendment rights.
I just want to let you know that there's idiots everywhere.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you need to put these shows on. Trailer Park Boys, Letter Kenny. They will show that there's idiots everywhere.
Like, that shit is wild. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, you big dummy. I'm just saying. Like, how you not be from here?
It's so close. You know, they can't distinguish it. I guess, I don't know. Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you about that. I didn't know that they were doing that.
Yeah, they.
I still would move to Canada with my First Amendment rights, dual citizenship.
You wouldn't move to Canada?
I would definitely move to Canada.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my God, it seems so nice.
Just seemed chill, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like a...
the postal code. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, the postal code.
It just seemed like a kick-it spot, you know what I'm saying? Like
green grass. Nepotism, though. They have nepotism up there. It's pretty bad. The prime minister's dad was the prime minister. And that sketches me out. But, I mean, we got that here. Jay-Z's kids are going to be rappers or singers, one of them two. They ain't got no fucking choice. She ain't going to be no investment banker. Yes.
I was going to say, ain't nothing different.
Yeah, no. It's
the same shit.
Yeah. I'll take it, though. As long as we don't have, like, another Trump. Like kid president, but he's like a Democrat. He's super cool and shit. I hate my dad. Fuck my dad. It's Barron Trump's tall ass. Look, fuck my dad. I'm here for the money. I mean, the people.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Barron Trump turns out like fucking Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, Chet. Young Chet.
Young Chet. Can you imagine just
that
talking about
reggae shit?
Yeah. Oh, not even. Man. Oh my God, he did reggae. He just.
Oh, you didn't.
He chose every
the
black.
The shit. You didn't see that?
No, I don't watch things by Chet. Did he put a video out?
Man.
No, I thought he was just. You know, I thought he was appropriating the niggas.
Well, he was
not Jamaicans. He just switched it up like Snoop Dogg. Damn, he said Snoop Dogg switched it up. I can too. Chet just walking around his house like Tom's like, hey, Chet, you want some oatmeal? He said, nah. Give me some cheesy eggs.
You got my
piece
volumes
of toast.
Up. You got my volumes up.
Yep. No, man.
So you got my volumes.
Yeah, your volumes up, man. Chet ain't do.
Let's see.
Big up the whole island, massive. It's your boy.
That's
Chetina,
British
coming straight
stuff.
From that Golden Gloves. You know what I'm saying?
He's a great actor, like his dad.
And what soon forward come. Big up. Tune in.
That's British. That's not even a Jamaican
Yo,
accent.
Big up the youth. Them way out of Kingston. Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad. Respect, you don't know. Me soon forward a yard.
Booyaka, booyaka. Is that a smoothie? Is he drinking a?
No, hope not, man. Hopefully that's an icy. It's red. I'll give him credit. He got a red drink.
What is that? What credit? What the fuck kind of credit
he
is
didn't
that?
Get blue.
What's why not?
I don't
what's
know.
The difference?
Black people like red drink. And grape drink. And grape drink. Oh. So if he got anywhere the grape or red, I'm an ally. He's an ally. He understands. I don't.
So he's a part. He's official.
Could you imagine? Just imagine the war.
That's all it takes.
Just imagine the war with the rednecks, and he's on our side. He's look how big he is. That's not bad. He's gonna be weird. You know, he's gonna be weird.
But I mean, but he don't have to do that to be on our side.
He could have done anything else.
He could just be cool and just be on our side. Like, hey, I'm Chet Hanks, and I got your back.
But he's been the boy Chetta. He's been doing that to his dad for a very long time. He's like, Dad, I just want to be in black movies. You get all this white shit. I want to be in Boys in the Hood. If they remake it, I want to be the leading character.
Oh shit!
Holy shit!
What's wrong with these people, man?
I think that's just like some more fuck you mom, fuck you dad shit. They all have that in them. You know, they all kind of like the new white people kind of in their gene, their DNA is like,
what's wrong with people, man? These niggas are
just upset.
Crazy.
He's just upset at his dad for being rich and having.
So when you're rich and angry, you just be wilded out.
Whatever your dad's doing, you do the opposite.
So that's Kanye's problem too, right?
I think it's a different problem.
Because he rich and he just wilding out. Like, the nigga's wilding out.
But nigga rich is different than this old I've been rich for a long time.
Okay, I mean, he's not.
But he knew rich.
But
he
Kanye's
got new money.
But he's
been broke before also.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Yeah.
This nigga done lost his shit.
Yeah, been that way.
Kanye running around here like a 16-year-old that just got his heart broke for the first time.
He did, though. Think about it. He was running through women, and then he saw that video. I'm just saying, He's freaking out because the woman he's like told everybody.
It's funny because
he's
just doing it on like such a massive public scale.
You know what it is though? It's like the homie that dates the hoe, right? And the homie's like, everybody's like, don't date that hoe. And he's like, no, she's straight. I'm going to show you. And so he gets really. Y'all don't understand her like I do. You know, he's like mad, tearing up in front of the homies and shit. And so now the friends are right. And he doesn't want to. He still don't want to hear that shit. No, she's straight. She gonna be back.
But see, here's the thing: is it fair to call to say that about her?
No, it's not. But like,
because
it's the idea.
This, I mean, that ain't the same Kanye that she married. That dude went a little wild.
Well, she didn't marry the Jesus Walks one. She married like
What was it like?
She married him after 808s and Heartbreaks.
So that was right before he lost his shit.
I feel like the 808 Heartbreaks was pretty much, to me, was like,
he was over?
He was over. For me, I was like,
that was official?
He's doing crazy. And I thought it was real brave of him to say, you know, George Bush doesn't care about black people because it was so real. But, you know, timing and all, the timing of it, it didn't stick with me as something that I should take in consideration. It was, this nigga is hilarious. I was like, that was great. But it's not fair to call her a hoe, no. But, like, it's the idea that dudes have in their head. Like, she a hoe. You know, like, because you saw one video. Because she's a famous person you saw a video of. But at the same time, it's just ideal.
I mean, she didn't do nothing that ain't nobody else done did.
Exactly.
Got this shit put out.
And everybody saw it.
And she's just a little bit cuter than most of these motherfuckers.
And that's what happens. So, it's not fair to call her a hoe. But in the heads of these people, hoe.
She a hoe.
he's just reliving these thoughts in his head, and I'm assuming he's pretty drunk.
So I mean, like,
gone. 808s and Heartbreak over.
What was it? It was said. Yep. Okay. So it was like 2014. It was when they got married.
Jesus Christ, my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
So that was right after Yeezus.
He got married to her after more than So she married a crazy person.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So it ain't her fault.
Mm-mm.
So
she reproduced with a crazy person.
And then was like, I can't handle this no more. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like,
so it's not her fault.
The nigga tried to run for president.
He failed. Let's not say try, because that happened and we saw the trying. It was a failed attempt at running for president. Good job, though. I'll run one day and fail like he did, hopefully.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not her fault.
No.
I don't see it as her fault.
No, I don't see it as anybody's fault. I don't even see it as his fault. You know,
it just is what it is.
If he's like
I get it.
If he's really mentally ill and not just drunk all the time, And then even if he's drunk all the time,
like, even if he is,
if he's drunk all the time, that might still mean he has a mental illness.
He's a, to me, anybody that's a fucking creative, and especially on that kind of level, you got a weird couple ticks.
I know, but like,
because the normal person could never think of the things that you think of when you make, when he made all these albums. You know what I'm saying? A normal person can't make that album. Because those are, you know what I'm saying?
You know what though?
All of them. Like,
I'd give him credit for the first
two for the or fact th- that like
for the first two or three,
but it's, after it's that, all celebrities. Like, yeah, if it's you think all about it, even not celebrities, you're even on a right? normal scale, like us, we've made music before.
You're a little weird.
The thought process that goes into making a song, a normal person
is not
that
do
doesn't
it.
Have it. Can't figure that out.
Let me tell somebody to listen to this over and over. Do it like 200 times.
Yes.
You got like a week though. Do it. You got to listen to this 200 times. And while you're listening to it, maybe taking a shit, just write some words while you're doing that. Try to figure out some words. Make it on beat. Try to figure out what that is.
Exactly.
And yeah, some fucked up shit.
He's just on like this huge scale with it.
Yeah, because he has so much help now.
And so...
He's screaming at, like, producers and shit. I saw that on YouTube. I didn't click on it.
You didn't watch the live stream of the album?
No, he just freaked out on people the entire time.
I guess the sound got fucked up.
Yeah.
And so he, like, threw the mic. I didn't watch that
he
shit.
He threw a mic.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Where have you been? Like, Kanye is the talk of the world right now. Mm.
Been playing video games, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, the entire time.
Good job. Well done.
Yeah.
I wish I could fucking
detach
sometimes like mm-hmm. that.
Basically.
Yeah, man. He threw the mic. He had a it's for his new the Donda 2.
He's gonna make
are you gonna buy the stream player? Do you know about the stream? The stem player?
The stem player? No.
So Kanye made a musical device
mm-hmm.
and it's a stem player.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. A stem player?
You're gonna have to teach you Kanye 101 here. So he got a stem player, and what it does is it allows you to separate. You basically can produce the music. You can separate, like, the vocals from the beat and shit, apparently.
Uh-huh.
It's like a $200 player.
Uh-huh.
So he's got the Donda 2 album, but it's only coming out on the... you have to have the stem player.
Okay, so once it gets
supposedly,
the stem player...
supposedly, but I think everybody... you know, I mean, you're going to be able to find it.
Yeah, because...
it's probably
it's going to go
out.
Up immediately.
It's probably already out.
You serious?
It came out.
This is like the shittiest idea I've ever seen before in my life. So this dude that people...
yeah, Kanye West stem player.
So he's...
so this is the stem player. Oh, what am I doing?
It doesn't have a screen.
No.
So you just separate it right there?
Yeah. On the... yeah. I don't know. And then...
I don't know, man. I don't... for $200, man. No child,
love you. So... the fuck? So, yeah. No child left behind. This the demo for it. No child. Every little side. You can. If we ever go to YouTube, this shit gonna be back empty again, as hell. People gonna be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
This is.
So. Yeah, you back just again, I use my back again, I use my back against the wall. So you can, never caught on y'all, never caught on y'all, never you can basically reproduce a song. You can remix a song. He's done miracles
on me. Oh god damn it. He's
done miracles on me. So yeah, that's the Kanye stem player. $200.
I'm out.
I don't know if you can play other music. I don't know. I guess let's go to the
fact.
Oh, it can split
any song into stems.
Okay.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. Computer to the with the USB, then click the platform on the main page. Add one song or four stems at a time. Keep a page up.
Wait, so you can only do one song at a time? So you sitting there walking around with this little egg? This little puck looking shit,
nigga,
with one song.
Kanye West is trying to socially engineer us.
Wait, how the fuck is the whole album on it then?
The whole album's on it. It comes with it.
Oh, so it's this upload. Is what was it when YouTube did that shit? YouTube did that shit on what was it? The Apple shit. Like wasn't it whenever you had Apple Music at one point, YouTube's out, YouTube?
Oh, no.
Who was it?
I don't know who did that. I didn't hear about
somebody,
that.
Yeah, somebody's That's album fucked. Was on the shit automatically. And it, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's the way to do that shit. So this... So wait, you get...
Let's not hash it out. Let's just
You get one song?
No, you get the You get the whole album. Hopefully, it's...
No, I mean, you have to get the whole album,
It's part of the thing. How do you use MIDI?
Damn.
Why? So you can... This is what I produce with my Kanye stem player. I made this track right here.
So what do you think of it? Like, your music, dude? I mean, your music
It's a $200 album. That's what I think of it.
But the stem player. Like, oh, you get a stem player.
It's a puck.
But
you should just have a fucking computer. If you want to play around with music in your headphones, I guess that's on your phone with a fucking screen.
I'm trying to figure out how to make this sound like be on the opposing
when
side.
When you said it was $200,
oh yeah,
there's no screen. There's not a chip in there. Nothing.
It got LED lights.
Come on, man. I like how you're trying your best, man. I'm trying. Oh. This nigga's trying to sell somebody a $200 motherfucking album.
I'm trying
album.
To get you into the to the.
No, I have computers.
The album, man.
Look at my computers.
So is it? It's really not nowhere. So if I look for it on here, I can't find it.
You shouldn't be able to. I mean, but the day it drops with that stem player, it's the whole thing's out.
Oh no.
Nope, it's gone. 31 songs for $200.
Nope, it's
That's not from Kanye though. I can see that. What I can see is
it's definitely not.
I want to say
it's not definitely.
I think what happened was, and this is what I'm gonna be real about. That
you
shit
gotta
looks
love the internet.
That
you
shit looks like it. It's Ukrainian right there.
I can, it's
that's
something.
That's Ukrainian. See what happened but, was Kanye. He uploaded that shit to Russia. Ukrainian was like, oh hell no, we got something for your ass.
And so, nah, this is it though.
That's the whole thing, man. Congratulations, man. You found it. Money walks.
Money walk.
That's what that says. Yeah, that's music. That's not the person that made it.
That's not the song. Yeah.
How's XXXTentacion still making
He's
music?
He's on the hook, I think. I heard
they this. Gotta stop doing this to people, I think. Why can't these people just die? Oh,
so this is
that's Elden Ring.
This is from the no, fool. It's not the video game.
That's
this
Elden
is the
Ring.
Fucking. This was his concert.
This is Elden Ring. No, this looks just like Elden Ring. Oh, no, that's my character from Elden Ring right there. That's exactly who I made.
Kanye looked like he in one of them wetsuits, some janitorial wetsuits.
But his daddy's wetsuit is too big, ain't it? What does he want people to dress like?
What was it worth? What was it worth? In the end, it was just a purse.
So, yeah, he did this on, I think it was like Saturday.
I like how now that I just remembered that he sang for Kim Kardashian's heart. And she was like, comedian. Comedian. Weird looking comedian. You come here.
What?
Is that a burnt church? I like it. I like the burnt church.
Tom, he sets it on fire.
It's already burned a little bit, though. He already set it on fire?
I don't know. I didn't watch it, so I don't know it. I don't know what part of the show this is.
So he's not rapping right now, is he?
No, he's just, it's a listening party.
So he's just
he was trying to at one point, and then the sound fucked up, so he threw the mic down. Like,
back me up in my life right now. No, you need to back up the video.
No, we're just
he's just vibing out to his own music, and people are there.
We're just gonna stop. It's a giant listening party. It was a giant listening
party. Well, I mean, anybody that can sell tickets to a listening party, and then why wouldn't he think he can sell the mushy thing from an 80s movies I watched? I don't know what the fuck that thing is. So you can record and mix music. A stem player. So I can download a video off of YouTube, YouTube to MP3, that thing, throw it on the stem player, and then it'll separate that into stems? And it's going to do that with all file types?
Okay, you know what? You're asking too many questions.
Right.
I don't work there.
And it seems weird, right? I need to talk to him.
I applied.
You applied?
But they didn't offer enough money, so
damn,
I didn't take the job.
It seemed like it was close to free. He need $200 for the thing. He said, if you ain't putting this together.
I can't answer those questions for you. You asking way too many questions.
Just saying, I had
Kanye
a lot.
Probably can't even answer those questions for
no,
you.
No, he can't even
just spend the $200 or don't spend the $200. Okay, so.
What's out there with him when he throws the
so,
mic?
So, while that show is going, that is Marilyn Manson.
Oh, not a vampire, huh? Just, no. All so right.
He came out and he was, you know, doing his performance. And the sound fucks up. So he was trying to perform it, but.
God damn it. Who pays for all of this? Oh, I guess the people sitting in the seats. God damn it. Yeah, this so is like Elden Ring.
See?
Oh, the mic was going out?
The mic was fucking up.
And then he throws it in water?
He gonna get mad.
Marilyn Manson. Oh, that's awesome.
So he got pissed through the mic.
That man made my stomach queasy a little bit. Marilyn Manson's a creepy dude.
Yeah, he did that last time.
Jesus Christ.
When he was doing the other, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
When he was doing the other for the other.
He just pulled that dude out of the box.
Album. So yeah, he threw the mic. He was having mic problems. And then somebody else came out, and their shit was fucked up. Oh, is the boy Fabio, I believe.
5-0 the foreign. 5-0 the foreign.
Oh, man.
He comes from the wood. He's from the wood folk, 5-0.
Oh, shit.
5-0 of the wood folk. He has songs with Kanye West and Playboi Carti.
Okay, so we might have to reconvene on the pod because this might take a minute, but we're going to show you this. You're going to see this. They can listen or we can cut this shit.
No, we can leave it. Yeah, we can leave it. You guys are watching the Kanye West off the grid video through my eyes. He still got that wetsuit on.
That rubber suit?
Well, he's standing in water. Oh, okay. All
right. That's Playboi Carti, I believe, right?
His mic works.
No, it doesn't. Not on time. Watch. They gonna start climbing, or one of them, the mic's working.
This is a listening party.
Oh, he almost fell. His homeboy almost fell.
Oh, I missed it. That's not 5-0.
That's what y'all get for running around in water. They just running around
in JNCO jeans.
See?
Maybe you should know the words. I don't know.
No. You hear it?
I hear it. No, it's off. What's going on here? He painted his face? What is this? God damn. And then they definitely brought a white boy out or a Puerto Rican. I can't tell. The definition is terrible. This is hard to watch. People went and paid for this in a stadium of some sorts. That he flooded because he wanted to walk around in water in the biggest wetsuit I've ever seen anybody wear. Is that 5-0 the 40? The foreign? Oh, this is insane. Just stop rapping. Ooh, this is weird.
Are you so confused?
God, this whole thing is giving me like a stomach ache. And I also think of an Elden Ring. Oh, he does look like he's going to be mad when he. I can see it in the durag. It looks tight. Looks like he wears and has that line when he wakes up. He put rubber pants on though, so maybe I can get him there. Get him in the legs. He's not. Oh, everybody's got to wear weird boots, huh? Kanye, like, put these boots on. Put these boots on.
Those are the Kanye boots. Oh yeah,
Kanye West played way too much Fallout 4. That's what he did. I understand all that time on his hands. Kim was like, Kanye, you want to walk the kids? He was like, nah, I gotta finish this Fallout 4 mission. And then I think he got the early release of Elden Ring, because this has been 3 days of my life, to be honest. Right here. You sure this isn't Elden Ring? I gotta see the water. I'm just looking for an octopus or something to pop out. Goddamn giant fucking a ghost coming out of the water. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. What is he trying to convey here? What am I supposed to see? Huh?
I don't know.
Black people do weird shit sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't
understand the art, I guess.
We don't understand the art.
I don't know. I don't, man, you asking the wrong cat. Like, I just seen what happened. I couldn't tell you what happened.
This is all because he's mad at that gal. This is all going on. He mad.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
he made a nigga in a do-rag come out there and a wife beater. That nigga was like, no, I'm going to put these on. He was like, no. Put these Fallout 4 boots on.
Put these Fable boots.
He's got, look, these got, quest. These got two to strength, my nigga. You'll be able to hold that chain up real nice. It's going to keep you dexterous out there, too. And it's got three to arcane and a little bit on the intelligence. I know you'll be hitting them verses all the time. Look, I'm trying to help you out.
You can't have the upper body suit like I got.
And when you make sure, go out there and hit that damn side of grace so we can respawn if you mess up. Oh, I don't want to be far.
Oh, what, man.
What the fuck am I watching right now?
You're watching the... What is this, man?
How old is he?
The mental breakdown of Kanye West?
No, because maybe he's only going to live like half his life right now. And then this is his midlife crisis.
Okay.
This is midlife crisis. It could happen at any time.
I mean...
Mm-hmm. They're having quarter life crises now, which...
Just life is just a crisis, ain't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So, yeah.
But, yeah. So...
I like this one more than the...
You see all his Instagram posts and shit. He was on Instagram.
I saw that he deleted them all.
Hella talking shit to Pete. Skeet. Calling him Skeet.
I wonder if he
is that funny.
No.
Like,
no, he's
you
just,
see what I'm saying? Like,
well,
that
he's just mad.
That was
though.
The first thing that made me be like, this nigga's like 16 now. Like,
you've been 16. Through the wire.
Skeet, you gonna call nigga Skeet? Like, come on, man. What did that like?
And he, then in verse. He threatened that to pull up
to SNL
and it's gonna be dead on the run. I'm gonna kill you. You know what though? It feels like.
Did you hear the other song?
Yeah, no,
he was on another song
where
he was
just
like, "God saved him from the car crash so he could beat Pete Davidson's ass."
I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's no God. Like, but if there was, there's no goddamn way.
This man is just wasting music. He just. Because he has the resources to just create albums.
And somebody would be like, yeah, you can be on my fuck. He's like the Donald Trump of hip hop. God damn. Everybody's a Republican. Like, I guess. It's Kanye West.
How I say no?
I mean, I'm going to get plays. I'm going to get money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course he's going to say something about his wife.
Of course.
I know that.
I know this whole song is about cocaine.
Whole song about cocaine. How to cut it,
kill
snort
it in a cocaine, but somehow he gonna bring his wife into this.
And Pete Davidson. I've never heard of that man's comedy my entire life. And here he is, ruining my song. You know what? We're doing it for the likes.
So I feel like what happened was that nigga got so wild. Kim was like, I can't deal with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find the most normal fucking, the most basic, blandest life.
The whitest man she could find. Is your name Pete?
She was way too much seasoning.
Yeah, it was a lot of seasoning on that steak, huh? Salt and pepper.
To run that motherfucker underwater for 30 minutes and then give it to me.
Like, Jesus Christ. Just like mom used to make. Oh, fuck. Running underwater.
I get it, though, because we've all been in a relationship where you think you want somebody, and then you get that somebody, and you be like, oh.
That was terrible.
That was a bad idea. That's not what I want. And so then you go, I definitely don't want that, so I'm going to the opposite end. You know what I'm saying? So that's what she did, is she went from, my boyfriend's trying to be president and...
Husband.
Oh, husband. Yeah, yes.
She made a commitment.
Yeah.
What now, to God.
to
God.
Wait. So that's the deal? So
that's the deal, nigga. You make a commitment to God. You gotta make a commitment. You gotta put it down. They had to, they probably had to, like, Kanye West is so religious now. They had to talk to a preacher before. He was like, so Kim, I saw the video. He's like,
I seen what you did.
He judged her way too hard. Kanye West is in songs talking about having like threesomes and shit. Kanye, good job. Kim, I saw the video. Where's the Okay, I feel like you should talk like Kim. Like, damn, you can't talk to this nigga. You know, I that was one video. Have you seen his house? He just got the videotapes laying around.
Oh, shit.
No, that's okay.
That's hilarious. All
right. Oh, damn.
So, oof. I mean.
Woof to doof, my nigga.
What?
I didn't know she was 41.
She's 41?
Yeah.
Oh, she's older than me.
I thought she was older than that.
Did you?
Yeah, nigga, I thought she was like
I didn't.
47, something like that.
Shit, I thought she was in her 30s.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay attention.
No. That's crazy. Pete Davidson. Because I'm, you know, if I got to split this gang up, you know what I'm saying? Gang, I'm comedy gang.
Is this the wiki of him?
Yeah, I'm looking at the wiki right now. I wanted to see if he was a Jew. That was it.
What does that matter?
Yep, he's a Jew.
Okay.
Them niggas are funny.
Oh.
I ain't never really taken a part of his comedy.
Oh. Okay.
But he has some Jewish ancestry, so that's, you know.
Didn't
that's,
wasn't his dad like a firefighter that died at the World Trade Center?
That shit is funny, though. Holy shit.
Wait, that's funny?
He honed that shit in, how you take pain and tragedy and just go, and just hone that shit in and make it funny. All right, I might have to. I'm gonna check one of these stand-up specials out.
See, I just seen him a couple times on SNL. That's it.
I seen him on a roast, and then I think I may have clicked on one of his or clicked through one of his comedy specials. It's his face though. Look at that goddamn face, man. You got to be funny if you got a face like that.
I mean,
he just looks annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he about to say something stupid as fuck. All the bitches are going
to
be gone.
He's going to get drunk, and I'm going to have to punch this motherfucker in the mouth. He do look like he'll get drunk and
just
toss him.
Fuck everything up. But you saw Kanye West's new thing.
Oh.
He said,
his new piece.
I'm going for the same thing. They got the same pictures. in the same place. This is Kanye West's house. I can tell because of the Akira magazines. The Akira is on there. That's what's up, though.
Wait, is that the... You
don't know the Kira is, do you?
That's the...
God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Well, now, we're going to get into that. Look. Yeah. So, it's a Kira. It's, I guess...
Anime?
Yeah, like a very important one, I guess. It's a good one. It's cool.
So, are those the ones that he was... I don't know if you... Okay, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the exact same.
When he was like, she said I was trying to steal some shit or something, and he was... When he was wilding out, he was wilding out about going to the kid's birthday party, one of his posts was like, "You wouldn't let me come to the party, and then I took some books that were mine, and I think it was the Akira books or something."
She said, "I'm so, Kim Kardashian so now, nigga. Look at this so skin tone, nigga. Look at these butt cheeks, nigga. I got the same shit. I went to the same doctor. I said, nigga, I want the motherfucking Kim cheeks, nigga. Right now, I want the whole Kim thing. Slap it on me." This is Kanye's money. Here's his card. Thank you.
Here's his pin.
He already said I'm the backup plan no matter what. So let's go. Oh, man. I don't know. I'll never.
Do you think he really likes her?
I don't know.
Or is it a spite move?
I don't know. I don't even know if he really likes Kim Kardashian. He's not.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever dated a girl out of spite?
Mm-mm.
For another girl?
Seems like a lot. Seems like.
Ah, nah, it's not a lot.
Feel like you've really experienced this situation.
It's a really good tactical move sometimes. Like it's a really good shot back, just a bow.
Like, is it like a friend or something?
I mean, you can go that route or you can go with someone that looks just like that one, your ex, and then
you know, she's
she looks
I don't know. I feel like he could let this one marinate a little bit. Up close pictures make her look young.
But yeah, you ain't never done that? You ain't never like...
Mm-mm. No time for that. I'm always doing dumber shit than that, I guess.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. You just do other dumb shit. You ain't never done no spiteful relationship Mm-mm. shit?
No, I really can't talk to more than one woman at a time.
You ain't never been like heartbroken and like...
The guitars. The heartbroken. You go, boop, guitar.
You just play...
Yeah. Just go ding to ding. Get better at that. You're really good at that.
Hmm.
Yeah, you.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I feel like you're lying.
Okay. Have you seen me play guitar?
Yeah, I've seen you play guitar.
That's why. Seen that? Proof in the pudding right there. I'm sad.
Just
chug, nigga, chug along.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's what Kanye West. That's what Kanye West is trying to do with 5-0 the foreign. 5-0.
You're gonna kill you.
Oh man,
I'm gonna send him this episode.
Well, he can shoot at me. That's happened before.
I'm gonna share this episode with him.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'll share it with him too. Man, is anybody scared of 5-0 the foreign?
You should.
5-0 the foreign. of the wood folk.
Oh man, he's the new. He's from New York, right? Yeah.
No.
I believe. Yeah, he believes he's from New York.
Mm, I thought he's from the wood folk. The album is called 800 BC.
See, he already bowed.
They be coming catch a vibe with me. She on time with me. I don't have the right gloves on to catch the vibe sometimes, you know? My hands are too small or big. Tell me you love me, don't lie to me. If I'm your foreign, obviously I'm a demon cause I got me. All a nigga want is honesty. I would proud of me. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's weird. I like the bass line, how it trails in the headphones from one to the other.
5-0
the form.
Oh, shit. It is 5-0, though.
Yeah, 5-0. 5, yeah. The thorn.
5-0.
5-0, the thorn. Came from the wood folk. He wields a bow and short swords.
While wearing a durag.
His durag is enchanted. He keeps a golden medallion, 3 chains. He has space for 3 chains. There's no match for 5-0, the thorn. Once he has his target locked. Oh shit. Oh, that nigga's gonna be so mad.
Like you can go far with this. Huh?
I could probably take that shit too far, to be honest. Oh, you could probably do another 20 minutes on 5-0.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's awesome.
Oh man. So yeah.
5-0 gonna kill you. what gang he from? He from a gang.
Oh, I don't know. I looked up 800 BC. Oh man, I looked up 800 BC.
Can you Google if a nigga in a gang?
Yeah.
Oh, see, he was arrested at some point.
Yay! Let's make this real dangerous. 5-0 the thorn with his face tattoos.
Oh, charged.
With weapon possession. So he's gonna shoot first.
Deface firearm.
Well, that means it's a ghost gun. So they're not gonna find my killer. Okay. He did it right in front of a bank in the New Jersey area. It's a good idea. 5-0 the foreign has a police record. It's long.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why he got 5-0 the foreign. What Kanye West did was I call it a 6ix9ine move. No sexual innuendo intended. It's a 6ix9ine move. He paid some gangsters. You can be on the song. Get your best rapper. Bring him on. We'll put him on the song. Don't worry about those face tattoos and possession charges. We'll get rid of those until you get another one and you're on your own. But I need you guys to kill Pete Davidson.
Yeah. 5-0 going to kill
him. 5-0's folks is going to kill him. See?
Oh, okay.
See, he's got 3 chains on. That's the strength one.
But vision, Kanye, perception. Kanye, what, GD?
Kanye is a GD, a gangster disciple.
I think so.
Yeah, but he can't get his hands wrapped up in killing a white kid, you know?
I mean,
not a comedian.
Of course not, but.
You know, it's already problems with comedians these days. One is, a comedian is at war right now. Niggas in war, having it. Hello, help, help. No, no, man, you made too many jokes about us. I heard your shit back in the day, my nigga. So guess what? You on your own, cuz. So Pete Davidson, he's not on his own, you know? I think comedians got his back, maybe. I don't think any
have
good.
Have you watched the documentary? The Kanye documentary?
No, because it's called Jesus and it's spelled wrong. Why would I watch that? How Genius. Wait. It's called Genius.
Yeah.
But it's spelled all fucked up. And I'm like, come on, man. How am I supposed to get into this and you spelled some words wrong right in the beginning of the goddamn.
Oh, now grammar's important.
Grammar's kind of important now. You're in the documentary territory. I need you to kind of be like genius.
You got
to
be a little more serious.
Yeah, a little more serious.
A little more professional.
Yeah, you
can't be out here with documentaries like that. Having Z's instead of the S.
Yeah, especially when you're calling it genius, you know. You want to start it off good. But, you know, you rap, so remix words all you want. It's fine. Do what you want.
Oh, man.
Number one album. God damn it.
He thinks he, because I guess Pete got off of fucking social media or some shit. And was like, nah, I'm cool, y'all. I'm just getting off this shit. Like, he said something about, like, I got a dope-ass life. Why do I need to look at this shit? Like,
okay.
I'm just going to go live my dope-ass life.
You can have the app.
With my girlfriend. I'll holler at y'all.
Because this is about to be awesome. They're taking me places. Have you seen what these black guys are doing? They're having a good time. I want to have a good time as well. So, I mean, yeah. I don't think you have to delete it to not be
like,
on it.
Kanye is like, I got him off of here. I ran him off.
I think he did.
I don't think he did. Well,
I don't know. He could just not open the app. That's a choice as well.
But that's what he's doing. He's like, well.
He deleted his posts and everything. He deleted his app. Did he delete the
Pete Davidson?
Yeah, he deleted his.
I don't know exactly.
Because if he deleted the Instagram, then he got him off. If you can look up Pete Davidson, he's not there anymore. Then yeah, or he could have just
look it up. See if he's still on there.
He could have just not opened that fucking app.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what he did. It was like,
hopefully he just he's just not posting on a thing or staring at it all day.
So let's say your girl's ex get on Facebook and just constantly keep just posting about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna beat Keaton's ass.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck up Keaton Lewis if I see that nigga. Fabio jump out.
Five of the foreigners in the bushes waiting.
You, and you can't really do shit. And everybody's like, yo, nigga, hey. And you're just like, man, I'm tired of it. You just stop doing it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't delete the app though.
But it's not his. He can't take, I guess. Do you get that win though?
Yeah, you get win. Yeah, I mean, if you're not talking shit back, it's just it's
so
a
then
war.
Kanye
happened.
Gets that win.
If there's a weird win to get, yeah.
Because by technicality,
dude quit.
He quit when Kanye started talking about him. So then he's like, I guess if you're gonna go literal.
But I mean, he's a comedian, so it could be tactical. Get off, make Kanye even more mad because he can't say anything to anybody now. He has nobody. He's no more at Pete. You know what I'm saying? Can't do that anymore. So guess what? You're gonna get madder. Then you're gonna do something stupid, and then. I got a comedy special coming out 2022. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Could be tactical. I don't know. But I would war with Kanye West. Especially.
Wait, so you're on Kanye's side?
Oh no, no. I'm on comedian side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For no reason.
Team Pete then?
I'm team, yeah.
You ride with Pete?
I'm gonna ride with Pete because why not?
I'm just watching.
Yeah.
I just wanna watch.
I'm on team Pete. Fuck it. Fuck it all.
Oh, that
I mean,
awesome.
he's Kim and the Kardashian, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing a good job. He's not black. They've been very exclusive for a number of years.
Yeah, they were.
Ruining NBA players' lives.
No, but they broke that now. They out of that shit.
Have they?
Because who's dating? What's one of them dating somebody? Yeah, that didn't help.
Is he talking about
Travis Barker, right? One of them's dating Travis Barker?
Not O.J. Simpson's daughter. The big head one?
No, I don't think.
That's not OJ. That's OJ's daughter, right?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know her name. OJ's kid. OJ little gal.
That's Chloe, right?
Yeah.
No, the other one, I think.
I don't know her name.
The little one.
Yeah, I was just the little one, tiny one. Tiny Kardashian. That's her name. No, that's T.I.'s wife. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's T.I. Yeah.
So, yeah, they broke that, right?
You sure?
No, because
they didn't. Okay, so if it's a white man, they're going to ruin his life into it. I mean, they're ruining lives. But for a number of years, it seemed like we're going to ruin black lives. You doing good? Come here, Tristan Thompson. Come here. You look like you're doing great in basketball. I got something for you.
I don't know if he was doing great in basketball.
He's doing better than he was now. Doing better. He seemed a little more angry than he was. His name is Tristan. You want to tame that down. Care how big you are.
You can't be violent and aggressive if your name's Tristan.
No, you might want to chill out, bro. Your name is Tristan. My name's Tristan. You can't even make that sound. Yeah. You go to prison named Tristan. What's your name? Your name is going to be not Tristan in prison. They're going to turn your ass out like Andy Dufresne. You're going to tear your ass up. So.
So Tristan ain't it, huh? He can't.
No.
Oh, that's
he gets
up.
Fouled. He says, all right, thanks. I know I'm 6'9", 6'10".
He fouls someone and apologizes?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Fuck.
I'm so sorry, man.
My name is Tristan, and I'm here to help. You hear my name first? Nigga got curly hair and shit. No, nigga.
He just constantly introduces himself.
My name's T.
My name's Tristan.
He calls himself T. My name's T. They call me TT.
That's funny.
T-Tom, nigga.
So what you think is going to happen next for Kanye? You think he ever going to...
You can't predict crazy shit.
You think he's going to kill Pete?
You think he's going to kill Pete? He said he was. No, he's not. He's going to have... I'm telling you, he's going to have 5-0.
I think...
And the whole wood folk, all the fucking wood folk, come up and just, you know, take him out. Pete's going to be thinking he's having the best time of his life on vacation. Looking at Kim Kardashian kids. They calling him daddy now on accident. And then that's what's happening. That's too bad. Kanye was standing right there. And that's what's gonna happen. He's gonna break. Fiverr gonna pull the boys out.
Does that bother you? Because he has an issue. Like he was like, "You'll never get to see my kids" or some shit. Would that bother you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. I mean, these kids are gonna see people their entire life. What? I gotta exclude people now? What do I look like?
I guess he said that pissed him off.
Why? Because what's going on, bro? Okay, and he's seen your kids.
Yeah. He is definitely playing tag with them little niggas right now.
No, I think Pete's really weird.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I think Pete's super weird. Like, yeah. He's a comedian, so he's probably he's like, I don't want to see the kids. He's like, hey, I'm going over here. And he's fucking weird. Yeah.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to get tattoos taken off. That's happening. That's taking all the time.
Is he?
Yeah, he was on like some late night show I was watching, he was trying to get his tattoos taken off so he could play in bigger roles.
That's right.
What you get for hanging out with niggas thinking, I'm going to do what these niggas saying. Them niggas was fucking with you the entire time. Didn't nobody tell you to get a dick on your face? You were trying to show us up. Nobody got tattoos but you that night, Pete. That's what you get for listening to Nick Cannon. That's what you get. So.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited to see where this goes. I still ain't heard the new album.
The Donda album?
Are you going to listen to the new album?
Oh, no.
Did you listen to the last one? I listened to that last one.
You told me to listen
to
it.
Yeah, we talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, I listened to it. I'm not going to listen to this one.
Fuck, we talked about both of them. Oh, that's too much Kanye cut.
It's not. This is Kanye West. We're media. He does dumb shit. We talk about it, and then somehow 5-0 gets wrapped up. He gets wrapped up in the shit.
Oh, Fabio. It's all Keaton Lewis.
The Fawn. Coming after you, boy. For shitting on my name.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That'd be great.
That would be hilarious.
If he shot at me.
You on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's where they get it at. They be getting on it on Twitter.
I don't think my notifications work for Twitter. I would just miss a lot of it.
I think that's what happened. I'm on Twitter too, man. I be tweeting every once in a while. Not really, though. But,
I don't know. I got a tweet for the...
We'll have to...
Yeah, I don't know. We got a tweet for something. The American Network.
Should we send this to Fabio?
Yeah. We should send it directly to Fabio. Fuck you.
Why it gotta be fuck you?
Because, I mean, he's probably gonna come hard. I wanna...
Oh, so you're just gonna come early?
Yeah, yeah. I'm hitting first. I'm already hit first.
Yeah.
So I might as well throw another punch right there.
Okay.
He's gonna be angry. I haven't listened to any of your music either. If you accidentally listen to this shit. And I'm not... And I'm not. You know? Durag seemed dirty.
Shit, not the dirty durag. Now it's offensive.
Well, I said
leaning across the goddamn line.
I had to throw an elbow in there. I wanted to make sure.
Fucked up.
Oh, that's a good song. Sort of. Didn't like the whole album.
We'll see. It was alright. It was my joint for a minute. I feel like this is where he's at right now. He probably be listening to all these songs.
He can't go back. They said go forward, don't go back, nigga. He's listening to this on repeat. This is the song that wakes him up. This is Kim's ringtone. This is Pete's ringtone.
Why would Pete have a ringtone?
He does. Yeah, just in case his mother called. He had his number. You gotta think, Pete met Kim through Kanye.
He got the number in his phone. He just be looking at it like, I wish this motherfucker would call. Ooh, if he called me.
Heartless ringtone. Except, check this shit. Yeah, I confirm that.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's the Two Blunt Podcast. It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
We gonna see where this goes, y'all.
It's gonna be weirder. It's gonna be
gotta get weirder, right?
You got mad because it was so much Kanye.
It's a lot, man.
I mean, at one day, at one episode, you went off on us about not about Kanye West not being crazy. He's not crazy. I was like, rich people are crazy.
He's crazy as a motherfucker.
That's fine, though.
Say, I ain't mad at him.
Can't be.
Just gonna holler at y'all. We're back.
We're back. Yeah, we're back. We're gonna
try to stick to the weeks.
We're gonna try to stick to the weeks, so you guys can enjoy this again.
We be high. We be for
you. You wanna do a shout out? Do a shout out to Byron.
Byron, yeah, the homie Byron.
The homie Byron. Thanks for listening. And if 5-0 comes, I'm gonna need your backup. So
we gotta get the homie Byron in here.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Talk some shit with Byron.
Yeah, yeah. Peace, y'all.
Two Blunt Podcast. What was that? Was that like the horn?
I don't know, but I like hearing myself on the mic sometimes do stupid shit.
You're supposed to do that off recording, I believe.
No, we'll leave it in there for them.
It's your sound checks.
I mean, we haven't been back in a couple weeks, you know, so we're back now.
You just filling it up?
I'm filling it out. I had some orange juice and some tequila.
Oh, is that what you on?
Yeah.
Oh, so you was beyond blunt, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You was buzzed and blunt. I ain't mad at you. Fabio, that's what it was. He was
Fine,
drunk.
Before. We'll excuse your drunken.
Excuse this drunken fool.